Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. Where's David Crockett when we need him?
All right, here we go. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Did we get Rob? Did he join us? Okay.
Oh,
well,
no.
We're going to. No, but I didn't get the high sign. So anyway, joining us again as we open up the week, we're joined by writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Nothing like being on top of it.
Well, Bill, I've had terrible internet issues. Thank you for letting me on again. You know, I was just looking at something we pass over every day. I want your feedback on it, okay?
Certainly.
Okay. We've been told forever that in order to save America, we need instant background check systems because that will keep you from being mugged on the street corner. Well, wait a minute. There were 40 million instant background checks performed by the FBI last year. And out of those, about 300,000 people, call it a third of a million, were said, we're not sure about you. Hold up there. And then out of that third of a million, there were 2,000 prosecutions. Yet out of those 2,000 prosecutions, there were only 44 convictions. So every time an honest person wanted to get a firearm, they were delayed by the oh-so-necessary FBI background check. But then you start to look at 0.75% and the 0.75% and the 2% that were convicted. That's one out of a million, Bill.
Well, I mean, you're not supposed to be digging that deep and noticing that. Don't be looking at that.
We would literally find more criminals if you and I just started dialing random numbers on the phone and did a background check on whoever answered. That's ridiculous.
Probably, yes. Probably.
Well, no, I know how to dial a random number. Anyway, and the crazy thing is we sacrificed our freedom for decades for these background checks. And they not only, when I describe them that way, you go, no wonder they don't stop criminals. But when we actually look at the criminological data in places like California, they've had background checks for, 23 years? We don't see their crime rates drop. What did Martin Luther King say? Let my gun owners go.
Well, you know, background checks are a Polaroid snapshot.
Right.
That's it. That's all they're at. And they're a Polaroid snapshot of that moment in time.
And from that, backwards.
And it's just looking backwards. It's not looking forwards. historically, now, I don't know if they're going to change things since it's the Biden asterisk administration. I doubt it. But whenever they do catch straw purchasers, they don't do anything to them.
Now let's explain what that is. If I'm a criminal, I do not go to the gun store. I do not go to the gun show. I say, hey, brother-in-law, hey, young lady I'm dating, why don't you go get a gun? I know somebody that can use it. You'll make some cash. You need money. That's what you mean by a straw purchase. They buy a gun intended for somebody else.
Yes, sir.
And the brother-in-law doesn't go do jail. The girlfriend doesn't go do jail time. Because that's the, when politicians talk about, oh, we want to, you know, reduce incarceration in the pipeline to prison. Well, it's the people buying these guns or loaning these guns to criminals who are not doing time. And yet you and I are told we're too dangerous. That I shouldn't loan a firearm to my nephew or to my cousin because we need to stop crime. That's just flat out ridiculous.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely. But I mean, listen. That's
yeah. There
the
I am trying to make sense again.
Well, I mean, here's the problem with this. There is no gun control that is ever going to be the end of gun control.
Right.
Gun control is like the gateway drug. Here, try the marijuana. What, you can't get as high on marijuana? Well, try this heroin. And right now, background checks, they gotten background checks. Now, the problem is that they waited too long to try to get universal background checks, which they got very gun shy, if you'll excuse the phrase, after the 90s when they got completely deposed after they put out the Brady Law and the assault weapon ban and all that other stuff. That became less of a campaign thing. Because we lost the office. They lost the power. Now,
go on. I thought you were going to go with that.
Now they're completely unmasked. If they could have gone for any of this other stuff before then, they would have done it. Now, this time around, given that, first of all, the discourse has gone completely down the drain. There is no public discourse. We either hate each other or we love each other. There's no in between. No in between at all. And, they've got places like Fox News saying terms like gun violence, assault weapon.
Yeah.
You know? And, that's become a normal part of the language.
You're absolutely right. We lost the discussion on the terms we use. But I thought you were going to say that they waited too long because we put it in place and we see that they broke their promise. You know, we've had gun control in many states for decades, and these are not peaceful places.
No, but the other part, though, is that... That is true, but they got turned out before they could do that. They would have loved to have gone to universal background checks, which is a gun registry, you know. That's all right. The stuff that they want. They would have loved to have done that, which they don't have it now. They make out like there are no background checks at all, if you'll notice. Well, with all these guns being bought without a background check, but, I mean, we can look at Colorado and get an idea of that. I mean, Colorado is sort of a Europol state, and... I think they're actual guns that they've noticed it actually where they come in and they have universal background checks now. So, what 4% of all guns sold have to be brought in between person to person?
I'm confused. And again, when we come back, we got a minute. Now we got 30 seconds. Are these gun laws to disarm us or to blame us? Because we've got politicians who did horrific things in 2020. When you tell 100 million people to stay home, don't worry, everything will be all right, wear a mask, crime went crazy because people couldn't live that way. They have to earn a living. Well, were gun owners, did they need gun owners to blame?
Well, I think they do, but I also think that background check laws and all of these laws and everything are also out there to be sort of confusing.
Okay. Okay.
And I'll explain that. How do they find you in your work?
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast and co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, it's picked up at Clash Daily, The Daily Surge, Second Call Defense, and Ammo Landfill.
There you have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture
feature revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morrison, I don't think I stumped you. I just don't think you think of, I got hit in the head a lot when I was a kickboxer, so I think in very nonlinear terms, if you know what I mean.
Well, politicians, I think we're being manipulated, Bill.
Well, let me explain to you why I say that gun controllers confuse us.
Yeah.
So yeah. Gun control is supposed to save us, right? It's supposed to save us from everything bad. Right? Who is the biggest killer of their own citizens in the 20th century?
Governments.
Yeah. So what they're doing is they're getting out there and they're trying to say, well, listen, by the fact that we can have guns and we have the Second Amendment, we have to control who has these guns. We have to control what guns they can have. And that's how we save each other. Of course, we're never going to, you know, it's not going to be us. We're the good guys. I mean, just because the forefathers foresaw all this stuff we're trying to do, those guys were old guys. They didn't even have iPhones back in the day. Listen, just listen to us. We got to have these background checks because, yeah.
And did you notice how many people were pro-Cuban government when Cuban protesters took to the streets, used their iPhones to say, this is how we feel, this is how we're being treated? I was embarrassed for some of the major news networks. I was embarrassed for Black Lives Matter, who said, oh, they don't know how good they have it under when there's no medicine, there's no school. Their buildings are falling apart around them in Cuba.
Don't forget. Now, Michael Moore went down there and he talked about how good the healthcare system is. And I mean, the problem today is that we got too many people. They're not only disengaged, they're not even interested in what goes on and why it goes on, because they just presume it just happens. Freedom just happens. They just presume that. And the unfortunate truth is it doesn't.
Thank you. I want to lead you to somebody who made a difference. Can I?
Sure.
Can we go there? Okay.
Absolutely.
You and I, you let me lead off here. First hour in the week, over the weekend, again, 11 people murdered in Chicago, an additional 56 people shot. And thank goodness that's half of the violence that we saw over the 4th of July weekend, where there were 19 people who were murdered and 104 people wounded by gunfire. So this is a peaceful weekend. Well, all right. Let's talk about the guy who stopped mass murder in Chicago. You're walking down the street. It's after 10 p.m. You see a guy in front of you. He stops. People stop all the time. Maybe he's checking his phone. No, this guy's not pulling a phone out of his pocket. It's a firearm. He turns and shoots three people who are just standing in the alley. It didn't look like they have guns. It didn't look like they were going to attack him. You hear the victim scream, and the murderer keeps shooting. You have your Illinois owner's firearms identification card. You own a gun. You also have your Illinois concealed carry license and you're armed tonight. You draw your firearm and shoot your attacker twice. You hit him in the elbow and the hip. He drops his gun and then falls to the ground. You look around. You call 911. You ask for help. The horrible news, emergency medical services said that one of the victims was shot in the head by the murderer, and she died immediately. The other two victims and the murderer, though, were taken to the hospital. They're expected to survive. Fortunately, there was another witness. He saw what happened. He wasn't armed, but he said that what you saw is exactly what happened. You're neither charged, and fortunately for you, you're not named in the newspapers, even though you stopped mass murder. Bill, we don't hear about that.
No, of course not. That goes against the narrative. Listen, they're trying. It's all a big. This is all a. In the military, we would call it an information operation, and it actually is a misinformation operation. And it's the misinformation part of it is the positive part, where background checks will stop crime. And then they come out there, and everything they say, because of the fact that so many people are disengaged, when they get out there and say, well, all these guns are coming from Indiana. That's how come Chicago has so much gun crime. And yet, Indiana doesn't have as much gun crime as Chicago does by itself. Right? Indiana is not a...
Exactly.
In Indiana, they walk around with guns hanging around their neck. I mean, when we were in Indianapolis, I was outside the building, I'm looking around, I'm doing the very level best I can to keep my gun concealed, and some of these guys are just, they're wearing them on a chest rig. I'm like, right. Okay. Obviously, open carry is good in Indiana. And nothing happened. No gunshots. No nothing. I know Indianapolis has had a little Antifa stuff going on, and maybe they're a little blue now, but in 2019, when we were in town, they were very safe. But that's beside the point.
I think that's critical to the point, because compared to Chicago, it takes you 7 months to get your firearms owner ID card so you could even touch a gun. And then another 5 months after you've gone through your concealed carry class, those 5 months are when the state police just look at the paperwork.
Yeah. Well, they don't look at it. They just stick it over there and say, all right, just leave that over there for 7 months. Be checking it, rotating it, and don't look at it because they're not getting nothing. all they're getting is they're getting a lighter wallet, because we're going to take their money anyway.
Right.
Wow. But I firmly believe it's all a confusion effort, because, I hate to say this, but to borrow a phrase from Al Gore, science is in. Gun control don't work. It stops nothing. It prevents nothing. And but they're still going to keep on beating that dead horse.
It is a propaganda campaign.
No doubt about it. Tell everybody how to find you.
My blog is at slowfacts.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at the Daily Surge, and now, recently, at Second Call Defense. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Animal Land, and once a week, I get to talk to Bill and the Ninjas. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hosting Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House on Monday. Their agenda is expected to include several regional issues and a show of support for the king after a challenge to his rule earlier this year. The president also touting the economy as Wall Street is in a free fall on Monday. Speaking at the White House, the president touting projections of growth in the coming months.
We've gone from 60,000 jobs per month to 60,000 jobs every 3 days, more than 600,000 jobs per month since it took office. More than 3 million new jobs.
In trading on Monday, the Dow at some points down over 800 points. The president saying that the bipartisan infrastructure framework and his Build Back Better plan will sustain growth for years to come. Pro-Cuba protests continuing in South Florida on Monday. This is USA Radio News. Western states are bracing for extreme fire conditions again this week, with high temperatures and lightning in the forecast for many areas. The National Interagency Fire Center saying some 80 wildfires are burning across the 13 states. More than 20,000 firefighters are on the front lines, with over 1 million acres burning across the West. A key vote is expected in the Senate this week on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is calling for a test vote this Wednesday on the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which is still being finalized. Senator Schumer believes a Wednesday deadline is feasible for the bipartisan group.
Yeah, look, there's no reason that the bipartisan group can't come to an agreement by Wednesday.
Meanwhile, Senate Democrats remain hopeful to pass a $3.5 trillion budget resolution blueprint. Schumer also putting a Wednesday deadline on the budget resolution. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking to Rob Morris when we've been discussing the information, misinformation operation.
Well, I want to spread a little bit of information to gun owners. What were the numbers when 2020 finally settled out? I remember they reporting 5 million new gun owners, but did that go up to 8 by the end of the year, or was it higher?
I've seen a number of 9.5. I don't know if that includes 2021 numbers or not. It's a pretty impressive number. If we have to get into details, I mean, let's just go. We'll just err on the side. That way, we can. Let's just err on the side of caution, and we'll say 8 million for the year 2020.
Okay, because I do know that my friends who are still conducting a lot of firearms instruction are very busy, but I'm afraid that, you know, I read a story where an ordinary guy like you and me just happens to be in a place where he sees mass murder being committed right in front of him, and he stops him. The gun that you bought last year and put up on the shelf, maybe you took it to the range and fired a few times. You can't help if the gun is up on the shelf and, okay, you learned how to carry it. You'll need to practice presentation. You need to practice it I'll tell you what, practice it in the dim, because a lot of these attacks happen at night. This guy, we make him sound ordinary, but he did his homework, Bill. I admit, he wasn't, you know, Bob Latham. He didn't end up tattooed with a signature bunch of dots on him, but he did a really good job in what's really a pretty tough situation. I think that's accessible to more of us than we let on. You could do that well or better. I could do that well or better. I'm not a gunfighter. I'm not even anymore a decent competitor. I'm just a guy who, you know, plowed through the paperwork and got my permit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but, you know, most of I don't know what it is about the instinctiveness of it. Now, if somebody like me or you gets involved in this, or somebody that just let's just say somebody trains annually.
Right.
Just trains annually. But, I mean, that's still, it's not as good as it could be. But that's better than most. Because I don't know what the percentage of gun owners are actually is that actually go and take classes. It's not very big.
Isn't that a heartbreak? For most gun owners, the last class they took was either firearm safety or their concealed carry class. They don't go beyond that. And that is, oh, that's just your driver's permit. You know, there's so much more we want you to learn.
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as that goes, what we it seems like we find intuitively a very... They make a very fair accounting of themselves in armed self-defense. They know when to shoot and they know when not to shoot, which is just as important as when to shoot.
Now, that's... Boy, you touched on something so important. You and I think we would have time to see something horrific, get angry, shoot, and wow, I'm really upset. And you've drawn your gun, Bill. I've been through force-on-force scenarios, so I knew I was going to be challenged. Actually, it's when it's over that the adrenaline hit and you start to shake and can barely holster your firearm. So, yeah, if you're going to practice something, practice holstering it while you're really excited, because that's when the adrenaline is hit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of guys that go to classes and they'll try to mimic that ammo dump by making you run 100 yards before you got to do all this stuff. Fortunately, I can't run 10 yards, so I don't get to mimic. I don't get to mimic that adrenaline dump that does occur. But you know, both times I had to do this, I even had that slowdown thing happening where you it seems like everything's moving in slow motion.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
And one thing I noticed, and I wondered about this. It seemed like I couldn't hear what was going on around me for a few seconds.
Well, you know, they talk about that. One is just the fact that you are hyper. Let's break this out. You and I are in a scenario where someone says, "This is a really bad guy. You need to stop him." And we go, "Okay," and we start to do that. And then there's gunfire going off. If someone's giving us instructions, it's really our brain has tuned them out.
Yeah.
We're hyper-focused on what we think is someone who's about to try and kill us. It doesn't get any more serious than that. You know, you could be over there doing anything, saying anything. Our brain just turns it out. Bill, there are people who actually say they don't hear the gunshots. They're so focused.
I believe that. I can believe that. I put it up there when I used to play football.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they would always call on me to do the screen pass, which meant that I was going to be in traffic, and they were all going to be converging in on me, hitting me, all at the same time as the ball came to me. And if I was really lucky, they would throw it up a little bit higher than my height so that I would have to jump. And then they'd only be hitting me in the ribs instead of in the face and the head and everything else.
Oh!
And I remember a bunch of times that would happen where I'd be concentrating so much on the ball that I did not realize these guys were just banging me hard. And, you know, I don't know how close that is to that kind of a life or death adrenaline dump. But it does occur to me that there are other instances that I have thought about in my time that have made me wonder about those things.
I don't think of you and I as being particularly adventurous. I mean, on the other hand, there are times when we've screened the world out, when people wanted to, all right, it wasn't murder, they just wanted to knock us down, and that's part of the game we're playing. And we go, I never saw them because I'm focused on something else. And I think that's typical. You know, I wonder, Bill, by analogy, you said we're in the middle of an information propaganda campaign. We are so consumed right now, first with horrible things happening around the world, China, Cuba, Venezuela, COVID in our own country. I wonder if that's to saturate us so that we can't see other things that are happening. I just never thought of it in those terms before you mentioned it.
Right. Well, I mean, all you got to do is look around and see what's going on and realize what's happening. I mean, in Israel, you know, they had the crashing stabs that were going on where they would crash into you at a stop sign and jump out and stab as many of you as they could before they would get killed.
Wow.
That went on I don't know how many times. But then all of a sudden, around about that time, while we didn't have the stabbings going on, we suddenly had rental trucks veering into the bike lanes here in the United States. Nobody sat back and said, I wonder where they got this idea from. So, coming up on the next break, real quick, tell people how to find you, if you would.
My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. I hope I don't have to tell you where to find podcasts. But my writing, it's picked up at Clash Daily, The Daily Surge, and Second Call Defense. I get to write the Armed Citizen column at Ammoland. Bill, I'm glad I get to visit with you again.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe gonna drop?
The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Salute line, the militia line, Reformation, Providence. Go check them out. Hey, listen, the binary trigger is worth the price of admission. franklinarmory.com. We've been speaking with Rob Morse. Where would you like to go as we before we depart?
I want to take a half step back. You and I were talking about violence in society, and you may remember that a judge said that Academy Sports was not responsible for selling the gun that the murderer used when he attacked a church in Sutherland Springs, Texas.
Right.
The way the law works, you don't hold someone they're never found innocent. They may be found not guilty. The government has to say, well, what did cause it? Why was this here? This murderer was able to get a gun that he shouldn't have been able to. They found that the U.S. Air Force was over 60% responsible for this individual getting that firearm, because although as an airman, he'd had domestic violence convictions. He'd been adjudicated as having mental health problems. And the U.S. Air Force never filed that with the National Instant Background Check System. Therefore, it wasn't there. That information wasn't there for Academy to find.
Right.
They said, wait a minute, you can't hold them liable for something they couldn't do because a government agency failed to do their duty. What I thought was interesting is that if that were a private company, they would be sued. You can't sue the U.S. Air Force for messing up.
No, but it does illustrate one thing.
Yep.
The background check system worked exactly the way it was designed to work.
Yeah.
The sin of omission is not something that can be legislated in place.
Right.
And I wonder, and I mean, I'm sure he's not the only one. He's probably the most notorious one.
But how many other guys have bought guns at gun shops? And my first thought on this. Now, this guy, this is Devin Patrick Kelly. My first thought would have been that he would have known in or thought in his head that he was prohibited. There's no. Well, can I check to see if I can buy it? And I guess he either went there doing that, saying I want to see if I can buy this, and then he found out he could buy this, and I'm sure he was smirking as he was walking away. Or, it makes me wonder how many guys actually do that are bad guys, that are all prohibited people, know that they're prohibited or don't know that they're prohibited. Or think
how many
they're
guys,
prohibited.
How many guys are in a divorce and their wife files some papers on them?
Yeah.
And, was I called to... Was I confirmed as a domestic abuser? You know, I wasn't even in there. We haven't been living together for the last 3 months, and now she's filing a restraining order on me. Things like that. And unfortunately, there are guys who've been deployed and come back and been called domestic abusers when they weren't even on the continent. It gets really strange, and we're not as clean as we think we are about when we become prohibited people. It's heartbreaking on both sides. It's heartbreaking in the sense that people who should be prohibited aren't, and people who are the victims of an ugly divorce, and they get splashed with domestic abuse charges. Did you see, Bill, any of the ads that the National Shooting Sports Federation is running?
No, I did not.
Well, they're running some very pointed ads in West Virginia and where else is it? I missed it. Maine. There we go. Where there are, shall we say, squishy senators. And they're saying that this guy, David Chipman, has said some really outrageous things, and we shouldn't let him run the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. This is the first time that the National Shooting Sports Foundation has run ads like this against a government official being appointed to office.
Well, normally the NRA would do that.
That's right. You'd see it from the NRA.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing right now. I know they're getting ready for. Are you going to Houston?
I'll go, but I may not spend the night. I may just drive over and drive back. What's fascinating to me now is that Wayne LaPierre has no longer cornered the market on the shirts that say "I'm the NRA."
Yeah.
Once he's done buying all of them, maybe there'll be room for the rest of us. Another thing, with the ego extra large, Wayne, I thought it was interesting. And of all places, you and I are I expect to get beat up in some scientific journals. But here I am. All right, I need a life. I'm reading in this article published in Injury Epidemiology, and it's a peer-reviewed scientific medical journal, and they said, a lot more people got killed in the United States. Yes, there were increased gun sales. No, it doesn't. When we look at when it happened and where it happened and to the degree it happened and the fact that there's already 100 million gun owners in the United States, another 5 to 8 million newbies isn't really a surprise. Now, many of those newbies may have already lived in households where a gun was already present. We don't know. The details, that's hard to find out. That's more of the public polling and less the ATF and epidemiology journals. But I thought it was fascinating that they were able to tease that out. Now, one thing they did say is they looked at month-to-month rates of suicide and domestic violence, and they said there were some months when, because there were spikes in firearms purchases. I said, maybe there could have been some coincidence there, but what we'd really like to see is the underlying rates of addiction and depression that were present in the months before we saw the violence. That was so darn honest, I was shocked.
I also want to see the ages. Because typically, your typical suicidal thought person is going to be a guy like us, white guy, 50s, 60s. Something's happened.
Yep.
It feels like a failure. Can't live with himself.
Yep.
And, sometime around the middle of last year, there was a survey that came out where they stated that they had surveyed the 18 to 24-year-olds in the United States, and a quarter of them were having suicidal thoughts. And I want to know, if there was an increase in suicide, how old were they?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to know that. And I want to know by age group who had the highest spikes.
Right.
And as far as the domestic violence stuff is concerned, I'm sure that went up as well. But I'm glad that they're taking a stab at critical thinking. They're just hung up. They still think there's only 100 million gun owners, I guess, in the United States. We're coming to the end of the hour here. Real quick, if you would, please tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I try and keep that to just a little snack food, 15, 20 minutes. I also co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. It's picked up at Clash Daily and the Armed Citizen column at Ammoland. Once a week, I get to be here with Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you so much, Bill. Who's coming up next?
Just me.
Boo!
I hope that's not a compromise.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.